Okay, so that is part of the graduation, but we have some budding preachers in our midst. And so we have three preachers this morning, and the first one is going to preach for us this morning is Tudy. So well done to all the children, well done for the graduations, and we're excited to have Tudy and Micah going to preach, and then Dom will finish round it off for us.
Could you please turn to 2 Timothy 3, verse 14 to 15? And when you get there, please say, if Kevin's preaching, he would say, for sure. So please say, for sure. Okay. In the scripture, it says, but you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. I bet some of those kids out there, over there, I see you, Micah. Anyways, they're just saying, why did I choose the scripture? Well, I chose it because it says all the right things to Micah and others who are going to heroes and heroines. You know who you are, right? I know. I hope you do. I'm looking at you, Micah. In the scripture, but it says, but you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. That means you can teach the students and heroes and heroines what you taught in kids' church. In the other part of the scripture, it says, you know they are true, for you can trust those who taught you. Remember the people that taught you the lessons in kids' church. And I don't mean Miss Jensen when she brings us Timbits. Anyways, I mean Miss Shan and when she asks us to write an inspiring word for all the mothers and fathers for Father's Day and Mother's Day. Sorry. I bet some of those kids are like, when's this guy gonna finish? Don't worry, I'm almost done. In the last part of the scripture, it says you have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you wisdom to receive salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. Friends, the word of God makes you wise. Remember that. Be wise by always doing what the scripture says, even when you're older and even when you don't want to. Thank you. Have an amazing day. I would like to welcome Micah.
Good morning. Tudy, that was amazing. I'd like to thank all the pastors today and God for letting me preach today. And today, I'm not only talking to the graduates, but I'm talking also to everybody else here. It's called The Call of God. I want to talk about The Call of God today. Next slide, please. The Call. Have you ever thought that you're not good at anything? 1 Peter 4 verses 10 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Romans 11 verse 29 says, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. God gives us spiritual gifts for the benefit of the church. Therefore, you are called by God so that you can do something. Next slide. He has a plan. We all have talents and gifts. We should use them for His glory. Our gifts and God's callings are connected because He uses the abilities He has placed within us. Sometimes we realize those abilities, and sometimes we don't even realize we have them. As we can see from the life of Paul, he was a very smart man, and he knew God's word. Later, when he became a Christian, God used those abilities. Okay, next slide. The early life of Saul of Tarsus. Paul is one of my favorite characters from the Bible. Why? Because I am deeply attracted to his change and his transformation, how God used him. His name was Saul before he became Paul, and he was a very educated man in his time, and he knew God's word very well. He was persecuting Christians, and he was passionate about what he did. God used his passion later on. Paul was never afraid to be passionate about Jesus, and we shouldn't be either. God took his passion from wanting to persecute Christians and later on to become one and preach the gospel to lots of nations. Okay. Paul and his transformation. Acts 9 verses 3 to 5 says, Paul was on the road to Damascus when he saw a blinding light and heard God's voice say, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? We read later on in Acts 9 that Saul was transformed into Paul, who became one of the apostles and preached God's word to everyone. God wants to transform you also. A good way to remember this is Saul gets God's call and becomes Paul. Okay. As we can see through the life of Paul, he changed from persecuting Christians to preaching the gospel and writing a large part of what we now call the New Testament. God calls people to do his plans, whether they think they are needed by him or not. He is calling us. When we said yes to Jesus, we said yes to his call. Never believe that you are not needed by him. All right. Okay. God's call is not limited by age or any other restrictions placed by people. Samuel was called as a child. David was called in his youth. And Esther and Ruth were called as young adults. We are all called and preserved for such a time as this. God is calling us right now. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Okay. Well, okay. God is calling us right now. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Okay. Well, we can learn from the life of Paul and others in the Bible. God is a place for each of us in his kingdom. His calling is irrevocable, which means it can't be removed by anyone. He has called us where we are. We're not always called to be pastors full time. We are called in ministry to serve him. We're called in our homes, in our jobs, in our schools, in our communities to live out his calling. God knew us before he formed us in the womb, which is found in Jeremiah 1 verse 5. When I was in my mother's womb, the doctor said that I wouldn't make it because of the complications my mom had. And what happened was they told my parents to end the pregnancy, but they chose not to, and here I am today. If God did all of that, obviously he has a calling on my life, and he has a calling on yours too. Fellow graduates, as you graduate today, be confident that God wants to move you to the next stage. And be confident that he has created you with unique purpose. He needs you and wants to see you succeed. Be confident in Christ, for he has called you to do great things. Thank you.
Okay. So there's not a lot more for me to say. But well done, Chidi and Micah. And I have the privilege of teaching these guys over the last couple of years. And I am consistently educated in the ways of Christ by these kids. And in Chidi and in Micah, we have two boys particularly who have a love for the Word of God. Sometimes when I can't remember things, they remember them for me. And so thanks, guys. That was a great effort, and I'm looking forward to the next installment. Okay, so I have a nice brief word, really, specifically for the graduates, but also for all of us. My talk, if you like, is called Speak, Lord, I'm Your Servant, Ready to Listen. So this term, as you've heard already, we've been looking at myths about God. That are spoken to us and which God sets God in a different light to that which the Bible tells us about him. Now, we've heard this morning, of course, what those myths are, but I'm just going to remind you. God is too strict to accept me. God is too big to notice me. God is too mean to love me. God is too angry to forgive me. God is too busy to help me. and God is too critical to use me. So this morning, as we wrap up our graduation, I want to look at Samuel and his first personal encounter with God. At the time that we see this in the book of 1 Samuel, I suspect that Samuel himself also had the view that he was too this or he was too that to be used of God. But the word of God tells us otherwise. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, it says, "One night Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, 'Here I am.' And he ran to Eli and said, 'Here I am, you called me.' But Eli said, 'I did not call you. Go back and lie down.' So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, 'Samuel.' And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am, you called me.' 'My son,' Eli said, 'I did not call you. Go back and lie down.' Now Samuel did not know yet the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And a third time the Lord called him, 'Samuel.' And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am, you called me.' And then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, 'Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."' So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, 'Samuel, Samuel.' Then Samuel said, 'Speak, for your servant is listening.'" I want to focus on a couple of points here for all of us to think about. The first is that we all have the gift to hear and recognize God's voice. God loves to communicate with us. He wants us to talk to him, and he wants us to listen to him. In John 10, verse 3 to 5, I'm reading from the Message. It says, "The shepherd walks right up to the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate to him, and the sheep recognize his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he gets them all out, he leads them, and they follow because they are familiar with his voice. They won't follow a stranger's voice, but will scatter because they aren't used to the sound of it." Jesus does not say that if we've read our devotionals and we've prayed three times a day, we might be able to hear his voice. He says that we recognize his voice, meaning that we have all been created to hear his voice and know that it is God. So when Samuel heard the voice calling, he was a little confused because he wasn't recognizing the voice. He was so used to Eli calling him for help that he immediately ran and went to Eli. However, it's important to remember that Samuel never said to Eli that he was scared because he'd heard a voice he didn't recognize. The second point is that we need to spend time with God to hear him clearly. If you listen to the radio, as I love to do, you'll know that if you're slightly off on the tuning, what you want to listen to is a little fuzzy. So Jazz FM, one of my favorites, 91.1, if anyone wants to listen to it. But if you go 91.0 or 91.2, it's not quite as good as 91.1. There's some fuzzy background noise. You can hear some of what you're trying to listen to, but there's also other music or sometimes even other voices cutting in. So we only hear voices, we only hear things clearly when we are tuned into them. Now, I'm sure all of you have heard, both kids and adults alike, they've said something to you along the lines of, "I have said that to you multiple times and you have not listened." And for all of us, we suffer from the same challenges. Apparently, there's a whole lot that I have missed out on in my life because I do not hear everything my darling wife says to me. It is the same with God's voice. When we are tuned in to hear his voice, it is easy for us as we recognize it. But in Psalm 46, verse 10, we're encouraged to say, we're encouraged where it says, "Be still and know that I am God." This is a big challenge for all of us. I would say, particularly for the younger generations of today, including those of you who are graduating and we've celebrated this morning. We have so many distractions, so many devices, so many things to take our focus away from any one thing in particular. But when we are still, and when we give devotional time to God, we learn to recognize his voice. How awesome it is when you hear his voice and know that it is God. So, grade six class, today is an important day for you. Not because you are graduating Sunday school, although that is important because you have the awesome heroes and heroines to look forward to. However, it is important because every day we need to understand that God has a plan and a purpose for us. He wants to talk to you. He wants to give you ways to love and bless those around you. There are lots of kids your age, I'm sure, in your classes, around your neighborhoods, who don't know God. They are unable to recognize his voice because they don't know him. God wants to use you to tell them how much he loves them. He wants you to tell them the great news about Jesus and the price that he paid willingly for them, and to let them know that they should never feel like they are alone or unloved. So my challenge to you, to all of us today, is find time to be still and know that he is God. Be disciplined to find some time to put everything else away, switch things off, and worship God. Spend time talking to him and reading his word, and you will hear his voice. God spoke clearly to Samuel, and he will speak clearly to all of us. So congratulations, graduating class. As I've had the privilege of teaching you these last 2 years, I would like to say on behalf of all the teachers, thank you for being faithful, and thank you for being diligent. And thank you for teaching us so many things as you have learned more about God. Amen. Okay, so that concludes our graduation Sunday, and I hope that you will join us. I understand a little birdie told me there was some cake out the back. On this occasion, we will gladly allow the graduating kids to go first, and but please join us for some tea, coffee, some cake, and an opportunity to say well done to all the kids. Sure. Sorry, Miss Shan's got something.
Children, if you could please stay in your seats because we'd like to take some photographs as a group up on the stairs, and then you're welcome to join Mum and Dad for some cake. Okay, thank you.